up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 149. In this episode, I'll discuss an article comparing two types of antibiotic stewardship interventions, answer the drug information question, can amiodarone cause acute pulmonary toxicity, and share a resource for listening to free emergency medicine talks. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode149. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. Every week in the Critical Care Pharmacy Academy, I keep pharmacists up to date on the latest critical care literature. For this Monday's Literature Digest, I reviewed 163 titles in 24 critical care journals and summarized and commented on the top articles in video and audio format for Academy members only. To learn more about the Critical Care Pharmacy Academy, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. The article for this episode is titled, What is the More Effective Antibiotic Stewardship Intervention? Pre-prescription authorization or post-prescription review with feedback. The lead author is Pranita D. Tama. This was published in Clinical Infectious Disease online December 2016. In an attempt to determine the optimal approach to conducting antibiotic stewardship interventions, the authors compared days of antibiotic therapy using pre-prescription authorization versus post-prescription review with feedback strategies. The study was a crossover trial involving four medicine teams. Two teams were assigned to pre-prescription authorization and two were assigned to post-prescription review with feedback for 4 months. The teams then switched assignments for another 4 months. Two or more infectious disease trained clinicians adjudicated the appropriateness of antibiotic use. Each group had over 2,600 patients admitted. 29% of the patients in the pre-prescription authorization and 27% of the patients in the post-prescription review with feedback group received antibiotics. The median patient days of antibiotic therapy in the pre-prescription authorization and the post-prescription review arms were 8 and 6 days of therapy per 1,000 patient days. And this difference was statistically significant. The difference in antibiotic guideline compliance was also statistically different between groups. Antibiotic therapy was guideline non-compliant in 34 and 41% of patients and 57 and 36% of patients on days 1 and 3 in the pre-prescription authorization and post-prescription review groups, respectively. The authors concluded that post-prescription review with feedback may have more of an impact on decreasing antibiotic days of therapy compared with pre-prescription authorization. This information may be useful for institutions without sufficient resources to incorporate both stewardship approaches. I have a very strong personal preference for post-prescription review with feedback as my preferred method of antibiotic stewardship. In my opinion, pre-prescription authorization creates an adversarial relationship between the treating physician and the stewardship team. It also creates the need for an appeals process and an on-call person to adjudicate differences. Many patients initially present with an unclear diagnostic picture that becomes clear after 2 or 3 days. And post-prescription review with feedback gives deference to the treating provider's initial judgment, yet allows the stewardship team to provide education and corrective action after the diagnostic dust settles. The drug information question for this episode is, can amiodarone cause acute pulmonary toxicity? And the answer is yes. A retrospective review found that 3 of 7 patients who received amiodarone and died in the ICU with a clinical diagnosis of ARDS had pathological features of amiodarone-induced pulmonary toxicity. The authors of the article concluded, acute amiodarone pulmonary toxicity is a definite pathological entity in ICU patients. High oxygen concentrations may be a risk factor, while pre-existing pathology, like ARDS, may mask its development. Amiodarone should be used in caution in this group of patients. And the resource for this episode is freeemergencytalks.net. This website was created by residents of the Temple University Hospital Emergency Medicine Program to help distribute the vast emergency medicine lecture library of Dr. Joe Lex. The website is now run by Dr. Jason Hine, and it contains audio from thousands of emergency medicine-related lectures. Searching through the talks is aided by a system of tags. You can get a link direct to the free talks in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode149. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode.